So this is a way to use imagery to help you access particular quality that you might want to have more of. Okay, and that could be, you know, it could be courage, could be confidence, could be creativity, could be patience, could be humor, could be assertiveness, any quality that you want to think about. And the way that we usually use this, and you could do this, is to think about a situation that you've got going on that you have had difficulty solving or resolving. And you just feel like you just haven't been able to resolve it. It seems like something that you could potentially solve or resolve. Where you just don't feel you have enough fill in the blank to do this. You need a little more, again, courage, assertiveness, patience, humor, whatever it is. Okay? If you can't think of one right off the bat, just think about a quality that you would like to experience more of in yourself. Joy, calmness, again, confidence, self-love, you know, whatever floats your boat. Just some quality you'd like to experience more of. And give it a name. Think about what the name of it. And you could do a couple of qualities. I wouldn't do more than, you know, sometimes it's unclear what you need more of. I feel like I need more, I don't know if it's courage or I need more strength. So you could do them both kind of together. You kind of know what you're after. But think about a specific quality or a couple qualities that you would just like to feel more of in yourself. Okay? And then let yourself be as comfortable as you can be in your seats. You can close your eyes, you don't have to. But it's usually easier to pay attention to your imagination and your inner world if you do. And then just let yourself take a couple of deeper breaths than you're breathing. Let your breathing get a little deeper into your abdomen. And let your out-breath be kind of a letting go kind of a breath. And without forcing anything or straining, just, again, drawing a deeper breath into your abdomen, into your belly. Letting the out-breath be a letting go kind of a breath. Just inviting your body to begin to soften or relax. And just another time or two as you welcome the breath into your body, just notice that you're literally bringing fresh energy and oxygen into your body. You can invite it to circulate and flow around your body in the bloodstream to every cell of your body. Brings fresh energy. And as you let the breath out, if you like, just let it be an invitation to your body, your mind, even your spirit, to just let go of any tension or discomfort you don't have to hold right now. And you don't even have to worry about whether you know what you need to hold or what you can let go of. Just invite the body to soften, the mind to begin to quiet. And invite your body to continue to soften and relax, perhaps to become more, a little more spacious, without worrying about how it does that. Feel free to shift or move to be even more comfortable. And if you haven't already, let yourself go inside to a place that's very beautiful to you. Let yourself daydream yourself to a place that's very beautiful, peaceful, safe. And it might be a place that you've actually been in your life, either in your outer life or even in your inner life. Or it might be a place that just comes to mind right now, an imaginary place or some combination. It doesn't really matter as long as it's a place that's beautiful to you and peaceful and safe. And if more than one place comes to mind, just pick whichever one attracts you the most right now. And imagine in your own way that you're actually there. And take a few moments to just look around and notice what you imagine seeing in this beautiful, peaceful place. Notice the colors and the shapes and the things that are there. And don't worry about whether it's very vivid and clear, like your usual eyesight, or whether it's kind of vague, or it comes and goes. But just notice what you imagine is there in this peaceful, beautiful place, safe place. And notice what you imagine hearing in that place, or if it's just very quiet. Notice any sounds you imagine hearing. Notice if there's an aroma or a fragrance or a quality of the air. And notice what time of day or night it seems to be. And I wonder if you can tell what season of the year it is. Just notice. Find the spot in that place where you feel most comfortable and at ease. And just trusting your instincts, just like a dog or a cat will circle around and find the most comfortable place to be. And let yourself get comfortable there. And then think about a quality that you'd like to feel more of. The name of a quality, a particular quality or feeling state that you'd like to feel more of. And then let yourself go back in your memory to some time when you experienced yourself having that quality in yourself. Just let your memory go back to some time when you felt that quality in yourself. And some of you may not have a memory of having that quality. So let yourself go to some time when you witnessed somebody else expressing that quality or embodying that quality. And that could be a real person or a fictional person or a historical person. And if you found a time when you yourself had this quality, imagine that you're there again now. And notice what you see, what you hear, what you feel as you're feeling that particular quality within you. And if you're imagining somebody else embodying that quality, imagine that you bring them inside you so that you can feel what it feels like to have that quality inside you. And then notice where you feel that quality most strongly in your body. You might want to just gently scan through your body with your attention from head to toe and back up, as if your attention were a sonar beam or a radar beam. And just see if you've, where do you feel that particular quality most strongly in your body? Is it strongest in your feet or your legs, your pelvis, your abdomen, your chest, your neck and shoulders, arms and hands, in your face? Just notice wherever it seems to be strongest. And let it grow a little bit larger. Imagine that you can just allow it to grow a little bit larger and stronger, just a little bit. And notice how it feels to feel that quality in yourself. And notice what your posture wants to be like as you feel that quality more strongly in yourself. And if you're comfortable with it, imagine that you turn up the volume on that quality like you had a control, like a volume control on a radio or television, and you turn it up so that it radiates out from wherever it's centered in all directions, radiates out and begins to fill your body with that particular quality. And as you feel that in your face, notice how your face feels. And as you feel that quality, notice what you imagine your voice would be like if you were in touch with that quality when you spoke. And if you like the feeling of this quality, go ahead and turn it up even more so that it overflows the space of your body and fills the space around your body for a foot in every direction. And imagine that it radiates inside your body and touches every cell in your body with that quality. From the deepest part of your bone marrow to your bones, to your connective tissues, your muscles, the organs in your pelvis, your abdomen, in your chest, especially your brain, your spinal cord, and your nervous system, as if every cell of your body were touched by a ray of this quality. As if you were a sponge and you were bathing in this quality and could soak up as much as you like. And if you like, you can turn it up even stronger and bigger, fill the space around your body for several feet in every direction. You can experiment with that. Never turn it up so strongly that you're uncomfortable, but if you like the way it feels, imagine you can turn it up, that there's an abundant source of this quality. And you can turn it up so that you fill the space around your body for 12, 15, 20 feet around. Fill the room with it. Fill the Bay Area with it. Fill the world with it. Just experimenting. And then let yourself turn the volume to whatever is most comfortable for you right now. No matter how strong or weak, how big or small that is, just give yourself permission to let it be like listening to music when you're all by yourself. Whatever volume is most comfortable for you right now is exactly the right volume. And just let yourself rest in that for a few more minutes. And just take a moment before you bring your awareness back into the room. Just take a moment to review what's happened in this brief imagery experience. What quality you were looking to experience more of. Whether you have or not, what it was like, and if there's anything in particular that you want to bring back from this experience and remember when you come back to the outer world. And before you come back to the outer world, take a moment. If there's a particular situation that you wanted more of this quality in order to address, imagine addressing that situation while being in touch with this quality. And just notice whatever you notice. Notice whether it seems the same or different in any way. Whether bringing more of this quality into the situation seems to change anything about it or your relationship to it. And before you come back to the outer world, just remember that you can recall this quality, access it, feel it, build it more strongly in yourself anytime you like, just by going through this process again. And so when you're ready, just let the images go back to wherever they came from and become aware of the room that we're in together, and just gently start to bring your awareness from your inner world back out to the outer world, us in this room here together. And if you like, just very gently stretch your body and Feel your fingers and toes and everything in between. I want to give you just a few minutes to write or draw anything that you want to remember about this experience. This is just for you. I'm going to give you about 3 or 4 minutes just to write or draw anything. And I would recommend that you do it, whatever happened, even if nothing happened. Just take 3 or 4 minutes and write about the experience, especially about anything that you want to remember, that you thought was important, or that you thought was interesting about this experience.